Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm talking to the dusty, dirty, can't ever get a man, miserable vagina bitches who think we the same, because we not. I'm being my cocky shit for a second. How old are you, Kendall?
I am 51.
Like, aging is a hard thing for women to come around to and to accept. That's a hard thing.
51. Okay, what you do for a living?
I am an officer in the military.
Officer in the military?
Yes.
Do you have any kids?
I have an adult daughter who's living her best life in California.
Ho for sure.
How old's your daughter?
30.
Daughter in California, living her best life. AKA, my daughter isn't married, she's probably single, no kids, and she out in LA thotting it up. Partying, thotting, maybe a career woman, but she's not on the path a woman should be on, married with kids at 30. Because I know people in my personal life and their mothers speak about their failure, loser daughters like that. She's living here and she's living her best life. She go out, she have fun, she's living her best life. Nah, we know what that is code for.
Freaky, diggy, business.
I have an adult daughter who's living her best life in California.
How old's your daughter?
30.
30. Have you ever been married?
I have not.
You have not. Okay. And where you calling me from?
I am calling you from New Jersey. I just migrated to Illinois, though. I'm in Illinois.
So where do you live? Let me know where you
live. I'm living in Illinois. I'm visiting in New Jersey right now.
Illinois. Listen, I get all words wrong all the time, but it's Illinois, the S is silent.
Yes.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
But it's Illinois, the S is silent.
Yes.
Okay. Kendo 51, what's your zodiac sign, mama?
I am an Aries.
You're Aries. So we got Kendo 51, you said the office military?
Officer in the military.
Oh, officer.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Officer, military, 30 years old. No, she's a 30-year-old child. Never married. Lives in Illinois. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I am looking for an intentional man. Someone who wants to be in a relationship that leads to marriage. I am looking to be married.
Hell no.
Someone who is available. Fully single, no complications or anything of that nature. Okay. Someone who is just ready to share their life with someone else and create memories.
No man is trying to be that intentional with a 51-year-old. There's going to be some complications when you're 51 in the dating market. Men are going to be very unintentional with you. Like, call you when I just want some ass. That level of unintentionality.
No, I you're right.
Like, a serious relationship is over with after 50 for a woman. Unless a miracle happens. Sometimes miracles do happen. But your dating strategy should never be a miracle.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
So at this age, just get you a cool Earl who hang out with you a couple times a week. He got other bitches. Don't worry about that. You too old to be worrying about that. Just make sure he strap up when he screw you. He'll go to bingo from time. Just get you a friend.
So, did you always want to get married?
I always wanted to be married. And I've just never gotten married.
What are your deal breakers?
My deal breakers are addicts, if you're into any kind of drugs. I'm not in the 40-20 club or whatever club that is.
Really, nigga?
You cannot be disrespectful.
Remember this, every girl know from an early age what guy would marry him, what guy just gonna hit it and quit it. Look, they know the guy that they can get a ring from, no question. Like, every woman know, no matter how fucked up she is, there's somebody in the inbox that'll marry her if she put on that fake nice girl act for 6 months. They want the bad guy, they want the challenge, they want the excitement. But my point is, this 51-year-old woman knew all the guys this past 30 years, 30-plus years she's been on the dating market, who would be good boys and marry her.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
I don't like smokers at all, like cigarettes. Pretty much rest of the disloyal, untrustworthy, so forth and so on.
Okay. Should he look a certain way?
He should be well-groomed. I like clean cut. I prefer not anyone who hasn't let go of his 90s era.
She says she don't want no addicts and stuff. Like, that's what you're running into. She's running into untrustworthy addicts who aren't clean cut. You know, ma'am, I'm sorry. You don't qualify for a clean cut, sober man with his shit together. They all describe James Bond. After 30, it's time for women to settle. It's no more getting above average anything after 30.
I'm in a bind, Nate.
Some other time.
You got a date on your level or below. And when I say on your level or below, I mean from the female perspective, how women look at things, as far as like the shallow side of things. Or just don't date, or keep getting done dirty by the guys you actually want. But eventually even that's going to stop, because they're not even going to want you after a certain point. And when you settle, you better treat that man with some respect and realize that he's doing you the favor. You'll grow to learn that he settled for you. That's what women need to do after 30. Pick a guy who she thought would have been settling at 21 and grow to realize he's the one that's settling for you and show some appreciation. That's my best advice.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
Just someone who is just takes care of themselves.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Yes. He needs to be able to take care of himself and be able to pay his bills, as well as have extra income so that he'll be able to travel, so that he can date, so that he can do things other than go to work.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
Kind of like if you didn't have a place to stay. Your aunt said, hey, you could stay with me, but you really got to pull your weight around this house. I know you can't give me any money. You know, you're on hard times. But if you can't pull your weight around the house and run errands and stuff, you can't live here anymore. You're going to do everything you can to show that you bring value to that household. So you can be like, look, I'll stay in the basement. Y'all don't even got to hear from me. You need something done, I'll buff your shoes. I'll warm your car up in the morning. Like, you're going to do everything in your power to stay in your aunt and uncle's good graces so they don't kick your ass out in that winter cold. That's the energy women need to have after 30 for any man that come along who's a decent human being.
Nigga, what? What are you teaching the youth? What?
Not if a tall, handsome, rich man come along. If an average Joe, 40 hours a week, Earl down at the plant, if he come around, she need to be kissing his ass the whole relationship. Saying, look, I pay for the whole trip. You want to go out to eat? I pay for the whole thing. And she need to pull out his chair.
What kind of shit is that?
That 50-year-old man would rather take a 30-year-old on a date and be in the presence of a 30-year-old woman, even if he knew he wasn't getting no coochie, than take a 50-year-old woman on a fancy date and know he getting some Gucci. I'd rather just feel a 30-year-old woman's aura, you know? Ain't nobody impressing you and whining and dining you and jet-setting and all that. No.
Hell no.
Like, I'm a straight 8. I make enough money so that I can do what I want to do in 8 hours.
Congratulations. That's dope.
So,
is there,
you have
to work all the time.
Is there a minimum dollar amount or no?
I'm going to say you got to at least make $75,000.
If he got this extra tricking money, she made it clear. She want a man who could pay all his bills and had that extra tricking money. If I'm a 50-year-old man with extra tricking money, then look.
Hey there, big boy. Bet you're packing a few inches of heat.
Look, there's a plethora of 25 to 35-year-old women who are in bonds who need $200. Corey Holcomb, he always talk about how, look, I got a nice car and always got an extra $200 in my pockets for a hood rat who needs some help, who willing to throw it back for some help.
Yeah.
A 50-year-old man with his stuff together can have 3 or 4 or 5 women he helping out on a regular basis. And they cooking for him. They giving him pussy. They giving him head. They willing to go out to dinner with him if he just wants some company to go out to dinner with. They willing to go to a movie with him if he just wants some company to go to a movie with. You see what I'm saying? Like, why would I take a 50-year-old woman serious?
Next question, please.
So if he makes 50K, don't reach out to you.
If he makes 50K, he can pay his bills and take care of himself and still be able to do the things that, you know, dating requires. Getting to, you know someone takes time and money on both of our parts.
Hey, bro, not a clue.
So is that a yes or a no?
I'm going to say yes. If you make 50K and you can make it work, then we can hang out.
Okay. Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
I am at my auntie's house.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I had on a sweater. You can't really tell because I got a sweater on.
I got to see your legs.
Oh, my legs? My legs was in there. I'm trying to hold.
Retard alert. Retard alert.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?